Sir, yes, sir, hey, man. We're back at it again. Smash and dash. You did.
What's up, twin?
Daily, man. Lynn Daly in here with me, man. Daly, smash, dash, whatever you want to call him. What's up, man? What you been up to, man?
Oh, man. I've had a very interesting last couple months, but that's, you know, something we'll talk about on the back end. But I just been chilling, twin. How you been, man? I know it's burning up down there in Florida. I need to come home.
Yeah, man. I need to come on home, man. It's, man, everything going good, man. But sure, you know, enough of the small talk, man. We got to dive straight in this, man. Like, bro, you know, coming up from Little League, bro. Like, shoot, we've been dreaming, dying to play running back. Everybody want to play running back and come up from Little League, the high school, the college, the pros. Been loving this running back position, but for some reason now, it just seemed like it's so devalued, it's so disrespectful. Man, what you think about what's going on?
I think we've been talking about this for a while, man. I think that they're definitely disrespecting the running back and what the running back's able to do. I just think that they think that it's so easy to get a new guy and somebody else to come in and do, you know, what Zeke was able to do with Dallas Cowboys, you know, for so long. And then you see, you know, a guy like Tony Pollard come along and then they even devalue him. They're not even working on a new deal for him. And, you know, he just ran crazy for him. It amazes me to see where the game has come, you know, because when the early 90s, you know, 2000s, it was all about the running back. You know, you think about the Curtis Martins, the Marshall Faulks, LaDainians, you know, some of those guys. It's just, again, it's amazing to see where this game has come to. You know, you think you don't have to pay a guy like McCaffrey or McCaffrey's the last guy that got paid out, excuse me. But, you know, like, you're not trying to give new deals to guys like, you know, Pollard. You know, you got Zeke out there still looking for a job. You got the disrespect with King Henry. You know, is he on the trading block? Are they not going to pay him? Are they going to let him go? It's just, I don't understand where it is. And then I think about, like, you and how you had them boys in the chokehold back then. I'm proud of you and what you were able to do to the people, man, because you were ahead of your time. Clearly, you seen them disrespecting the running back before they were disrespecting us. And I just used to – I think back, man, and I think back in how they used to ask me, like, you think CJ's going to hold out? And I'm like, I know 2K, so I know he's going to hold out to get that bread. You know what I mean? And they're like, I don't think so. And then it pops up, yeah, you holding out. And this is like 2 years in a row, but it makes sense now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy, man. Like, see, when you look at it, we got Josh Jacobs, we got Saquon Barkley, and Tony Pollard, right? Talk about these three guys and just how much praise and how many much things they was doing last year. Now we coming up to a situation. It's like everybody got tagged. None of the guys got a long-term deal. And it's just crazy, man. Just show you how disrespectful the market is. And I'm glad you said something about I was before my time. Because not even the holdout situation. Do you remember we was in New York and we did an interview together and I said,
oh, yeah,
I wouldn't play running back no more.
Yeah,
it was probably like in 2015.
14. Yeah. We said that.
Yeah, and it's just crazy. And I say that because, man, you look at it like you got to look at it on both games. Like if you look at it just like playing the sport, then you look at it financial wise. What made me really think of it was like I done went through these situations and I see what I had to go through to get paid. And then not only that, I'm looking at guys that I came in the league with.
Right.
And now some of these guys, I'm talking about different positions, nobody in particular. But you seeing guys like in year 12, 13, making $8 million, $9 million, $10 million still. But at that position, like once you get to, like, let's be realistic. Like once you get to year 5, when that first contract over, it's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard to make that type of money. There's no way like you're going to play 10, 15 years and still be making the crazy type of money at that. You know what I'm saying? And what kills me, everybody know, I don't care what you say, it's cool. You can throw the ball all over the field as long as you want to. But when it get time, playoff time, when it get cold in December, January, You got to run that ball.
Got to
run that ball.
It's crazy you say that, because when we look at these, the 2015 was the year you say, right? When we look at the franchise tag for a running back in 2015, it was $10 million, right? It was 10.95, right?
Right.
Okay. The franchise tag in 2023 is 10 million still, 0.09.
Right.
So they damn near took away $900,000 from them guys. It's ridiculous to look at this. When you look at the quarterback in 2015 was 18 million. In 2023, it's $32.4 million, dog. A linebacker, 13. In 2023, it's $20.9 million. And the only thing on this list that has decreased in value is the running back.
Everybody went up. And it's crazy that you say that, man. You and you look at this list. Don't worry, we're going to put the list up here so y'all can see it. You look at this list. Out of every position on the football field or on the football team, you have the running backs is second to last. We're right above the kickers. So it goes, I'm going to read this to you from last place up to first. It goes kickers, then running backs, then tight ends, then safeties, cornerbacks, offensive linemen, defensive end, receivers, linebackers, then quarterbacks. So you mean to tell me tight ends, safeties, cornerback, offensive line, defensive line, linebackers, who we run through every day, they make more than us?
Yeah,
the linebackers are paid to stop us, and they make more. They franchise tag is 20 million. Ours is 10 million.
Yeah, so they double make, us. They double in what we do. It's amazing. And like you say, when you go back to these Super Bowls, Playoff Lenny, where did Playoff Lenny come from? Tampa Bay. He's the one that set the tone straight and, you know, got Tampa Bay through it. I think back to, was it Sony Michel back with the Patriots years ago? He has a crazy playoff run. Right. He went on a crazy playoff run. You would think about like LeGarrette Blount and them when he was, you know, like, bro, when you need to end the game, or when it's time to end the game in playoff football, like you said, they're going to look to give the ball to King Henry. They're going to look to give it to Ezekiel. They're going to look to, you know, give it to Josh Jacobs that we've seen. I've seen him do how many home run hitters and how many walk-off games did he win for the Raiders, and for them to keep playing with them. It amazes me, 2K. If I'm these running backs, I don't know how, like, what we got to do. I know D. Maurice, I think he's one of the dudes that work for the NFLPA or something like that. I think however we got to figure this out, there's something that needs to be done, man. They need to make a slate strictly for how you pay running backs. I don't know if it's all guaranteed money for 4 or 5 years, or when they're drafted, all their money is guaranteed regardless, but you have to do something to line it up. There's no way in heck that you're doing this to these running backs. Because one thing you're going to do is you're going to take the love out of it for, you know, the future running backs coming up in the game. And we're all going to – football will probably be dead as we know it now, and it's just be five wise the whole time.
Yeah, five wise the whole time. But let me tell you, it's a crazy thing. I've been through the situation, and I was never tagged, but let me tell you how we came to the situation, what we did, right? Yeah. So we go to the table. So we coming there, you know – The talk, how they do is like, you know, they going, hey, you know what we want to do? We want to make you the highest paid running back in history, right? Those words sound good, but come on, bro. Like, at this point, the highest paid running back ever was, at this point, the highest paid running back was Maurice Jones-Drew, and he just read up, and he was only playing for, like, 7 million, right? Mm-hmm. Come on, like, we ain't on that. Like, what are you talking about? And I say that because I feel like you got to start looking at the running back position like this, because you're talking about, as running backs, you got to run the ball, you got to catch the ball, you got to block, you got to do everything.
Every single
thing. You got to do everything. Like, when you talk about receivers, all they got to do is catch the ball. So when me and Joel Siegel, we went in there, we like, man, all that sound good, the highest running back in history. But now we want to get paid as a playmaker.
Yeah.
Like, we got to get paid as a playmaker. Don't put me under the running back numbers or that. So we went in like, we want to get paid as a playmaker.
Yeah.
This and that. And that's one of the sole reasons, honestly, I never really spoke on it to this day, but that is probably the major reason on why I had to hold out, because I wasn't willing to take $8 million a year.
No, so listen, I remember 2K. That was right. Like yesterday. And they kept calling. They like, do you think he's going to hold? I'm like, I'm positive he's going to hold out. Like, right. And then you got a guy that go for 2K at the time. There's only six people that's doing it. It's like, there's no way you're going to sit around and act like you got another one of me in year two. That's why you hit the, like, there's.
Yeah, that's why you had did it. And the reason why we was able to go in as a playmaker, because you look at, okay, I'm the leading rusher and I'm the leading receiver on the team. Like, so how can you just put me in this category? So you look at a lot of other guys like Saquon and those
hold
guys.
On. Hey, hold on. Mm-hmm. You was the leading receiver on our team that year too?
Yeah.
Leading okay. Let me close it. Bro, who the hell was our hey, man. Put up who the hell our receivers was. And hey, y'all should be ashamed of y'all damn selves, man. That's crazy. Right. See, I didn't know you read the team receiving that year either, 2K. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, so it's crazy. So that's when you, like, those guys, when you name those guys who holding out, I'm pretty sure those guys was responsible for probably over 50% of the offense. So how can you just be like, okay, I'm putting you in this running back category? No, we can't do that. We got a playmaker.
Yeah.
So once we got it together, I got paid as a playmaker. I didn't get paid as a running back. So that's how I was able to get my situation together. And I think that's what they're going to have to go in there and do the same thing.
Bro, you got some hush money after your rookie year too, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember you was acting a fool, boy, you holding out every other week.
Go hush money, man.
Man, I see why you got all them houses down in Orlando. It makes sense, boy.
Little hush money, man. That's a little something, but hey, it all worked out for the best. But I'm not gonna lie, I'm gonna tell the absolutely truth. Right at the end of the day, you got to stand on what you believe in, you have to get what you deserve. But I feel like out of my career, that was probably one of the most things that's like top on my list, like out of the top 2 to 3 things that I regret that I held out and I missed that training camp, because that was probably my worst season of my career. I hated that it had to go that way. Yeah. I feel like we could have been better on both sides, but it is what it is. And at the end of the day, when I look back, I did it for the best. I had to get my security. So,
right. I mean, this is for longevity. This is for, that's why I'm not mad at none of these dudes. If you don't show up to training camp, if you don't report, if you feel like you need to sit out, do that. Also, you got to know, though, on the back end, sometimes it ain't going to work out the way you want it to. I mean, there's like the Le'Veon Bell situation. Right, for sure, that we just talk
heard,
about that.
Yeah, we just heard what he came out and said, right?
I mean, we know how it works. Now, sometimes you can get lucky. The team realizes, you know, like in the McCaffrey situation, we need this guy. So, you know, hopefully some of these teams come to their senses and pay these dudes their respectable fees. But again, I think Saquon is in a sense, and he's smart enough to where he saved his money and made enough money in New York. Hopefully that if he does sit out, that, you know, he knows that this could, you know, he's risking something. But hey, like right. I said, do what is best for your career, because ain't nobody else standing in them shoes. But
right. And what was so good about me, the reason why I felt like it worked with me, and I feel like I had all the leverage, because I wasn't like going into year 5, 6 doing this stuff. Like I was year 2, 3. Yeah, so like my prime was still in my side. So it was like, okay, if y'all not willing to, I know somebody's still willing to trade for me or pick me up. We're talking about a guy that's going into year 3, coming off of 2,000 yards, still in my prime, I'm still early or whatever. But like, it's a different story. Like if I was like year 5, 6,
yeah,
trying all this, know what I'm saying? And I think that's what Le'Veon Bell ended up getting messed up with, because I think he was like going into year 6, yeah, something probably, like that. And yeah, so it is what it is, though, man. But
and before we leave, though, the average running back makes $1.8 million a year.
$1.8 million?
Yes. Really? The only position that the running back makes more money than, who do you think it is?
That the running back makes more than?
Yeah, Kenny Amano, man. A long snapper.
Long snapper. And kicker?
Bro, no, the kickers average out at 2.1. Well, the average running back is 1.8. So even the kickers get like $300,000 more than us on average, man. So this has to stop.
This definitely has to stop. Well, man, you know, this was a good one, man. You know, before we get out of here, though, we can tap on it a little bit. D-Hop, man.
Welcome home to the Titans. Hey, welcome home, D-Hop. I'm proud of you. You made the right decision. Coach Vrabel put him in the right positions. I don't know about hey, I'm not going to talk about what we did in the past. We know we let AJ go. We got D-Hop to replace him. It sucks because I did see a graphic, though, 2K. I'll be – if I didn't speak on this, that all the great receivers that we have got were in their 30s, right? Whether it be Randy Moss, whether it be
Julio.
Julio, and then Dre Johnson. So we got all these great receivers, but we had them in their 30s, and they weren't able to produce. That's what the graphic is being shown. I don't think D-Hop is in that same position. I still think he has a lot more in his tank. Tannehill, I hope he can get them the ball. But that 1-2 punch now with D-Hop and Derrick Henry, that should be something special to see. I can't wait to see it this year.
I can't wait to see it, man. Let's get it, man.
Tighten up, baby. Welcome home, D-Hop.
We out of here, man.